Oh my God. It's him.
You son of a bitch!
Toxic?
Toxic.
This is disgusting.
Toxic.
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 Hey, he's a sadistic bastard.
Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of Camping Them Softly, a Dead by Daylight podcast hosted by none other than me, Toxic Teacher. I just wanted to say thank you guys for coming back to episode 3. If you are new here, I appreciate it. If you are returning, I also appreciate that. Anybody who listens matters. Unless you are a Survivor main, then you can probably find some other podcast out of like the 3 that are still going strong here in like podcast land or in DBD land even. So just to give you an update real quick, I took about a month, I think, since the last episode. There was a lot going on outside that was taking my attention away from both streaming and podcasting. And I'm glad that I could kind of get back into it. Things are kind of settling down outside of like the content world. So I've got a little bit more time I can devote to the stream, to the podcast, to the YouTube, TikTok, and all of that stuff. So it'll be a little bit more regular cadence now. And I know survivors will not be happy about that, but they're not happy about anything, are they? They'll complain no matter what happens. And speaking of that, you know, I missed a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about, like the lights out mode, which I enjoyed as a killer main. I thought it was good. It was fun. It was different. I don't know that it would have made a good permanent mode that would kind of segregate off part of the player population. I think it was good for a limited time thing. And I do like the idea that there's not a permanent second mode. I like it whenever we've got the primary one that keeps the player base together. And then you have these little ones that have got rewards. I would like more of that. And the limited time does make it a novelty, so it doesn't wear thin. I think if Lights Out had been a permanent thing, you know, people would have gotten tired of it, or it would have diluted the player base on the regular mode. Perhaps, you know, if enough people played it, probably would have been a big imbalance between killer and survivor. So you would have had to, you know, incentivize it even more than you probably already did. So that's kind of my thought on that. I'm bringing Lightborn most matches now because I'm seeing flashlights all over the place since the Alan Wake update. And I've seen so many posts, and this is annoying, you know, as a killer main, you see so many posts and now they need to nerf Lightborn. It's like, you want to take away the one defense that killers have against flashlights, because now they've got a new flashlight perk. So now they're so interested in being able to use flashlights that they're like, okay, take away the one thing killers can actually do. It's annoying and it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And you killer mains, you know what I'm talking about. We've been through this for years and years and years. I started probably right after Pyramid Head released, and I would have to look at the time. I know I looked it up in like episode 1. It was like 2019, 2020, something like that. So, I mean, that just it's always something. It's always something. So we've got the statistics. I'm shifting gears here. We've got the statistics from behavior for a lot of different things. I mean, there's a dump, and you can go listen to smarter people than me if you want to hear like official analysis, like scientific. Here's the You're not going to get that here, because that's not what I do here. Basically, all I do is tell you why survivors suck. And that's about it. Somebody has to advocate for us killers, right? Nobody is doing it in the public sphere, hardly. And we're outnumbered at least 4-1. So there's got to be some kind of public, you know, backlash from one strong figure, which would be me, because the others won't say what I'm not afraid to say. So looking at the most popular perks, we know, you know, I am not surprised at the most popular survivor perks. if we look at it, you know, Windows of Opportunity is number one by a very large margin because survivors don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to loop. They need as much assistance as humanly possible. And this is the perk that keeps them from being total, complete nonsense players. And I would love if it went back to the way it was, but it's the only thing keeping half of them afloat. So you've got to give them something, right? Adrenaline, number two. Lithe, number three. Let's see. Resilience, number four. Nothing big. Self-care is number six, which, you know, survivors aren't smart enough to run anything except for that. What was interesting to me is Bond is number nine. And I don't know, that might be because it's like a Dwight perk. It's one of the beginner ones. So I would wonder if that's why it's run that heavily. Deja Vu is number five, which is, you know, I'm okay, whatever. Sprint Burst also. So we've got a couple of exhaustion perks there. Adrenaline, always useful. Most of the time, Windows of Opportunity, like I said, it's silly. As far as killer perks go, you know, it looks like the new update to the gen regression is having an effect on a couple of perks, or one in particular, one big one, and that would be Surge. Has gone down the list quite a bit, you know, just because there are not as many, can't have as many gen regression events. So if every time you hit somebody and down them with an M1, it becomes a problem, you know, because you're getting so many regression events that you may not be able to regress those gens toward the end of the match. I do like No Eds coming back up. One of the better perks in the game. One of the more fun ones. If you are a smart person like me, I enjoy that one. Pop. And let's see, is that Pain Resonance are two, the top two? Corrupt Intervention is number five. Sloppy Butcher is number three, which is good, you know, for you know, anti-heal, obviously. So, you know, nothing to write home about there. Killer picks, if we look at the most used killers, you know, you could see this in their post. It goes Chucky. And then a couple of free killers, Huntress, Wraith, Legion is number four. And that's strange because I don't see Legion a whole lot, but that's anecdotal, right? That's one of those. I don't see it, so obviously nobody else does. But apparently he does get picked quite a bit. Trapper, number six. Wesker, five. Myers, seven. Nurse, eight. Blight is number nine. And then rounding out the top 10 would be Ghostface. So it's an interesting bunch, you know. Chucky will go down, obviously, in which case I would put Huntress at number one, the most picked killer, which is, I mean, I guess because she's free, that would make sense. So, yeah, you know, not my two favorites. My two favorites are Oni and Deathslinger. So neither one are on the top 10. Let me see here. If we've got we're showing the rates of picks here in percentages. Oni's at 3%. Where is Deathslinger? Deathslinger's at 3% also. So they're roughly the same. Twin, Singularity, Freddy, Hag, Artist are all at the very bottom with 1%. We all knew, right? Twins was bottom of the barrel. Which almost leads me to want to play some Twins and see what I can do in Singularity. No, I changed my mind. I was going to say I'll play Singularity, but no, I'm not going to. Kill rates, deadliest killers. Looks like Skull Merchant's number one at 70%, which I think that means they kill 70% of the players they go against. That is crazy. And a lot of people just quit, so maybe that has something to do with it. Sadako is number two at 67%. And then rounding out the top five is Pinhead, Freddy, and Plague in the 60s, in the low 60s. Doesn't speak a lot to me. Freddy seems a little bit high on there. Number nine on the list, if we go just a little bit further down, is Michael Myers at 61%, which is kind of wild. It's been said that that's because of like his tombstone add-ons, which might make sense. If you can insta-kill, that's going to bring up your kill rate a little bit. Pig is at 61% also, which is seems high because I thought Pig was having a bit of a problem, but I guess not. Yeah. Ghostface is one of the bottom four, which is kind of crazy. Okay, so the biggest one I can talk about here that is kind of my qualm is the survival rates, which it is let me go over them before we talk about it. So the survival rate for solo players, okay, so if we're going to say solo, is 40%, and then at high MMR, it's 39%. So if you are high MMR survivor, you are about average. And I think that's what they don't like. They want to, they can't take the high MMR 39%. They need to be, if I am a solo high MMR survivor, I need a 70% escape rate. I need a 90% escape rate, or else I'm not happy. Which is bananas, and you need to get off your high horse because you're not as good as you think you are. You are average or maybe slightly below that if you're at high MMR. So your mom told you that you were special, but in this case, you are most certainly not. So let's say we start looking at Swifts now, okay? So two survivors in a group. Overall, 40%. High MMR, 40%. Boom. So it's the same, whether you're high MMR, whether you're normal. Again, you're just regular. If you are a quote unquote high MMR player, like the one guy who always posted in every single fucking title of his stream, you are going to survive about the same as a regular player. Now, whenever it gets into three and four, that's whenever you see the numbers change a little bit. With three survivors in a group, you go from 40% to 42%. So you're going to see a little bit of a jump. Three survivors is a little bit harder if they're all coordinated. And then at four survivors, this is where you're going to see it jump. So four survivors, overall survival is 43%. But if you have a four-man Swift at high MMR, it goes from 43% survival to 48% survival. So you see a large jump, and that's the biggest jump there that you're going to see. So yeah, that's the one that shows that a four-man Swift has a lot better chance of survival, which it makes sense. I feel like they're going to complain because at 48%, you know, whatever. So these numbers show me that things are probably about where they're supposed to be, with the exception of maybe a couple of killers' kill rates maybe not being where behavior wants them. I don't know if Skull Merchant is supposed to be getting 70% kill rate, or is it that many people are dying on hook on purpose, which would put Sadako at number one at 67%. This is before the nerf, so it'd be interesting to see where she goes from there. She'll probably end up going down, which is going to put Pinhead at number one. Let's say they do something to... I'm going to take Skull Merchant out of the picture because of the people killing themselves on hook. So Sadako drops. That's going to put Pinhead at number one with 63% kill rate. That would actually tie Pinhead and Freddy with the highest kill rate. Freddy's only picked by 1% of players, so that's pretty interesting if you ask me. I just think that these numbers are going to be spun and spun and spun, for personal preference. Let me see here. I'm just reading the Reddit comments. I would like to see the most popular survivors. That would actually be interesting to see the most popular survivors. Sucks to see Singularity as such wasted potential. I agree with that too. High MMR solar survivors having a lower escape rate than overall is just so telling. Somebody said, we die so the duos and trios may live. We guide others to a treasure we cannot possess. That's actually kind of funny. I will always happily die in my matches to ensure at least one other person gets out. It's never been about us, but them. Oh, good Lord. See, this is this here is like the Reddit. Like, people get on these like moralistic, like, oh, I do this and this. But if you go to the Facebook group, it's absolute like bottom of the barrel garbage. I'm actually going to the DBD Facebook group. Actually, I'm not going to have time. I've got to wrap this podcast up here in a few minutes. But yeah, that's it. Let me see. I'm not sure if nobody's talking about Windows very much. I don't know. That's the one thing I want to say they need to nerf Windows, because to me, it's a silly perk. It's if you have to have that just to see where to go, to me, that's a problem. But if that's what's keeping that kill rate at like 40%, then maybe it should stay. Because what happens if you take it away? The mid to low MMR, it's going to drop, right? And then they're going to complain, and they're going to end up nerfing something on the killer end, which, you know, how could they nerf more? But if we keep it the same, that'll kind of keep everybody happy a little bit, and it will keep their hands off of the killers, which we don't want the killers to be nerfed any more than they already are. So let's leave Windows alone, even though it's silly, even though it's a crutch perk. It's a waste of a perk, so maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. So that's the thoughts on the developer stat drop. What's upcoming next month? I think we're supposed to get some kind of license killer or event or something. You think I would have prepared for this, but I did not. This kind of came out of nowhere because my schedule finally opened up. I didn't have time to prepare any show notes or anything. But we will in the next episode. I'm going to try to do a once a week cadence. In the next episode, we'll talk about what's upcoming in March. We may go into a little bit of like a build theory and some of the builds I like on my two favorite killers, which would be Oni and Deathslinger. I enjoy both of them. To me, they're the most entertaining two. They get good content, which is obviously, you know, something I like, because some of those hits you get with Oni, some of the shots you get with Deathslinger, it's good stuff to throw up. Plus, it's fun. I mean, you don't feel better than when you get those like kill shots. It's great. So we'll go into some fun builds with them. They're not like meta, and I'm not an expert, so I'm not going to like wax poetic on this and that. I'm just going to talk about what's fun for me. I also want to say, you know, I appreciate all of you. We've got more people listening to this podcast than I had planned. We've gotten more ratings than I thought we would. And I'm very happy and I'm very glad you guys are here. I hope you stick with me. I hope you follow on the socials, Toxic Teacher TTV on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and all of that stuff. And then at YouTube, I am The Toxic Teacher. So I hope you guys come by and say hello. Give me a follow. Just come by, say hello. You don't even need to follow. I just enjoy everything I can get. And it means a lot. It means a lot. Coming back after a month long break when you're a small streamer, that's a death sentence. And this is where people start to roll their eyes. Oh, God, it's a small streamer talking about the trials and tribulations. And I went through that in the first episode. Somebody's like, you only talk about yourself. You don't talk about the game. So anyway, this time I talked about the game and I did not talk about myself as much. So we'll say that's a win. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for coming by. If you want to come by, leave me a message, leave me a review, leave me a star rating, message me on any of the socials. If you want to be in an interview, if you want to talk, if you have questions, if there is something you want me to address or discuss, let me know. I want this to be as much your podcast as it is mine. And if there's somebody especially that you think I should reach out to talk to about the game, to interview, to discuss, whatever, let me know, because I'm always looking for people I can collaborate with, just because it makes for a more fun product for me. Anyway, thank you guys joining Camping Them Softly. I've also made some good AI art I'll probably put on each episode, like, you know, art thing. What are they called? Episode covers or something? Thumbnails? I'll put those on there. So we'll see silly shit from time to time. Anyway, guys, thanks for coming by. And next week, I will post another fun episode 4. Later.
toxic. You son of a bitch!
Toxic?
Toxic.
This is disgusting.
Toxic.
Toxic.
Hey, he's a sadistic bastard.
Oh yeah.